There's a thread on the board that asks the question, will computers ever be as smart as human beings? The way I look at that is a computer, as far as crunching numbers, is already much smarter than I am. But is that smartness? That's just the ability to perform mundane tasks. How to look at the numbers, the figures, the facts, and how to pull out the truth, how to make decisions based upon the facts, and just the facts, ma'am, that is where humans will always be above and beyond computers. Bill, you've done an awesome job. You, with your technical skill, your computer savvy, your unbelievable know-how with these instruments, that you can do what no man can do and has never done before. You have rooted out the evil that walks the halls of ATS. But, like a computer, you can find the facts, but you don't know what the hell to do with them. Because there are some similarities between our accents, our colloquialisms. You claim that Johnny Bravo and I have the Deep South accent. Therefore, we must be conspirators. We must be in this together. You claim that Johnny Bravo is a demon from the bowels of hell and is attempting to take over by infiltrating with his henchmen, taking over ATS. Well, now look, you sat there and said yourself that we had discussed situations and thoughts on the old board and religion. You claimed that you beat me with your far superior intellect. Well, I don't make a point or a habit of arguing with computers. As usual, a computer will have the fact, but won't know what in the world to do with it. So what's the use? Let you run with the little facts and get it all skewed. But here, as you well know, Bill, my friend, I am a Christian. You say that Mark, a.k.a. Huggy Bear, a.k.a. Johnny Bravo, bum, 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 is from the depths of hell. I don't agree with that. I think he's from the depths of an inkwell. He is a cartoon character, I've already pointed out. But you're saying he's a demon. Well, now, if he's a demon and I'm a Christian, how in the world can the two of us be conspiring to do anything? It could be that Mark has inadvertently allowed his nemesis to reach the pinnacle of administrator. It might be that I am seeking out to destroy the demon that has penetrated the securities of ATS. This could be. That is a possibility. There are all kinds of possibilities. But here's another possibility. I did notice that you said that ATS needs to rise up and take back ATS from the spawn of hell and his henchmen, and return ATS to you. Return ATS to you. This sounds interesting. Let's think for a moment. Return ATS to the skeptic overlord. It almost sounds like a coup. It sounds as if like somebody could possibly be creating a problem so that a solution can be found, a solution that's already been fabricated, and by implementing the solution, other than mine and Mark's blood, other than that, a bloodless coup transpires, and now you are in ultimate control of ATS. Well, the only thing I've got to say to you, two words, Simon Gray. I will send an emergency distress signal to Simon Gray so that he knows what is going on. I don't know if it's a demon on one side or a megalomaniac on the other side, but I do know there's some hankian and some pankian going on this board. And now that I have reached the level of administrator, I shall help Simon get to the bottom of this evil, evil conspiracy to take away the board from the original and rightful owner, Simon Gray. Could it be that there's a distraction, a conspiracy between a megalomaniac and a demon from the pits of hell that I still say is just a cartoon character with no malicious intent? But it could be that you two are working together. Smoke and mirrors, Mutt and Jeff, Desi and Lucy, to create this whole scene of confusion so that you two can be co-tyrants. Yes. There are all kinds of possibilities here. All I know is I got to get on the horn and notify Simon Gray.